morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrero. Today is Friday, March 29th, 2024. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. We all know by now that Arik Armstead is no longer on the team after leaving to sign with the Jacksonville Jaguars. What we didn't know until yesterday was how exactly that all went down. Fortunately, Arik Armstead cleared up some things, or at least gave his side of the story, on his third and long podcast on the Title League Network.
They extended an offer to me of $6 million for a one-year deal with incentives to go up to like $8 million. And when they sent that over, I did feel extremely disrespected. I don't feel that level of compensation is nowhere near the type of player that I am, and not even just the type of player that I am, what I have committed to the game, what I've committed to my team, what I've committed to the organization and my community. I didn't feel like it was representative of who I am as a player and a person.
The 49ers contract he talks about was about $12 million less than he was scheduled to receive from the team. So, Arik, why didn't you take it ultimately?
You got to give yourself some credit for what you've done. And I had to bet on myself. And I asked for my release. I gave the opportunity for the Niners to come up on their offer. But I had to see had to see what else was out there, man. I had to see if other teams thought I was the player that I know I am and value that.
Of course, we know how the story ends. Armstead left. He went to Jacksonville for about $14 million a year. Good for him. Now, keep in mind, this is Armstead's side of the story. We don't know necessarily if the 49ers made a counteroffer after that initial offer. Armstead did say he gave the team an opportunity to up their offer. We don't know if they did or not. You know, it's only one side, but nice to get a little more information exactly how he was approached, how he responded, what went through his mind. All that stuff is very interesting. And he did say he has no animosity toward Jed York or Kyle Shanahan or the 49ers organization. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Friday, Jordan Rodrigue of The Athletic does such a good job with deep dives. This time she took a deep dive into the cheat motion that we saw the Dolphins debut last season. She has a whole piece in The Athletic about how it spread around the league, how different teams used it, how the Niners picked it up immediately in week two. Really cool piece. If you want to read it, click the link in the description of this episode. One thing to watch. Probably figured it out by now. It's that Arik Armstead podcast. It is very good. He dives into a number of topics during the show, including heavy on the Super Bowl, what happened in the Super Bowl, the play that changed the momentum, what happened in overtime, and him not knowing the rules. Definitely a very cool listen. If you want to go check it out, click the link in the description of this episode. One thing you may have missed. I know yesterday was opening day in Major League Baseball. If that is not your thing, guess what? There's more football for you. Remember, the USFL and the XFL have merged. It's called the United Football League. The first of 40 games this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, 10 a.m. Pacific time is the season opener. It's the champion of the USFL against the champion in the XFL. And it's the Stallions and the Arlington Renegades. And no, I did not know that off the top of my head. I'm sorry, I had to look at the notes. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Click the bell so you get notified every single time we go live. I will be live today with Michelle Majuk, Mimosa Michelle, 9:15 a.m. Pacific time. We'll start our draft profiles. We'll dive into some of the tackles that the Niners could take in round one. I'm Rob Stats Guerrero. Enjoy your Friday and your weekend, everybody. We'll talk later today. This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production. part of the Fans First Sports Network.